Millions braved the bitter cold in Washington to witness the swearing-in, and millions more joined in the jubilation across the nation and across the globe. We'll have reactions from Kenya and Harlem, but first, we turn to NPR Midwest reporter Cheryl Corley in President Obama's adopted hometown of Chicago. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you, Tony?
I'm fine, thank you. I know you spent the day yesterday in Chicago's DuSable Museum of African American History. Describe that scene for us.
Well, yeah, it's the DuSable Museum, and it's not far from the Obama Chicago home. And it was just really a joyous occasion there. Of course, the museum is a place that's full of history, Tony, about African Americans, so it was special in that sense. There are about 450 people there. That's the seating capacity for the museum auditorium, mostly African-American, but a mixed crowd, mostly older, too. But some parents had brought their children with them, and there were some younger people there. And everyone, it was funny because everybody was paying attention to the announcer in D.C. There was this big screen, video screen in the center of the auditorium. So when the announcer in D.C. told them to stand, they stood and sit, they sat. But, you know, it was just, you know, ecstatic when the ceremony took place. People were pumping their fist in the air, waving American flags, crying. They sang both the national anthem and the Black national anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. And so it was just really a lot of celebrating in that room and a lot of hometown pride.
I wonder, is there any residual fallout at all from the Senator Roland Burris debacle because of Obama's initial opposition to his appointment by the embattled Illinois Governor Blagojevich?
I don't really think so, Tony. There has been so much anticipation here about Barack Obama becoming president, and the Roland Burris matter was resolved when he was seated last Thursday before the inauguration. And I think that that had been the hope of everybody here and probably in D.C., the Senate Democrats, of course, that they could get this whole matter resolved before the inauguration festivities began. Mr. Obama did agree initially with Democrats in Illinois and the Senate Democrats, who called the Burris appointment tainted, since it was made by Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich, who faces federal corruption charges. But once Mr. Burris became the senator, the president, who was then the president-elect, said, you know, he looks forward to working with the senator and the rest of the Senate as he takes on the country's challenges. So I think everybody here is just glad to see that issue put to rest.
Cheryl, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
That was NPR Midwest reporter Cheryl Corley. She joined us from the NPR studios in Chicago.